Good. How are you?
Michael Thomas Holmes, star of Goodspeed's newly revised Connecticut Christmas Carol. You having a blast with us?
A blast. It's so much fun. Very much fun.
I see. You get to play essentially four roles. You're playing all four ghosts, right?
I do. I play all four ghosts. Yes. A lot of people forget about Jacob Marley, but
right.
He indeed is a ghost.
Yeah. Got that right. Now, is this what you saw when you? I mean, you hear about this production, and you're like, okay, I want to you know, kick it up a notch and do all four roles.
Well, I'd like to say that I have enough power that I also wrote the piece, but I did not. But you know, I am returning from last year. Last year we did the first version of it,
mm-hmm.
and then this year we're putting in a bunch of changes and improvements and swapped out a ghost.
Yeah.
Trying a bunch of things, which is kind of the natural course of events for a new show, which is great.
And for this tale, I mean, you're talking about a story that's like almost 200 years old, but no matter where you see it or when you see it or you see a movie, it seems like there's always some kind of new twist to it.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, right? Because Christmas Carol, Dickens' Christmas Carol, has been around forever,
right.
And it makes you think. You know, where did he get it from? Not to say that he, he stole it from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that story has so much great things to say. You know, of course, we all know something about it, whether Muppet Christmas Carol or
yeah.
from the great production Hartford Stage. You know, it is a story of redemption. It's a story of love, of loving other people, of accepting changes. It, the thing that I love the most about it is it says at any age you can grow, change, and learn new things. And I think that is an exceptionally thing, a great thing to know and to remember these days. And so this story is timeless. And what you can do is you can kind of hang so many different kind of suits of clothes on top mm-hmm. of it, and you get the same story, but you get it in an interesting way.
Yeah, and the beauty of this is you get to, like you said, the age. I mean, you get people from 8 to 80 at these shows, right?
Yeah, for sure. And it's a fun version of the show, and of course, our version, Connecticut Christmas Carol, was designed to kind of celebrate this area that we are in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrate the local flavor. That's why the characters that I play, let me back up and just say it's written. The concept is that this version is written by William Gillette,
okay.
which if you know this area, he was a luminary, in the 1900s, early
sure.
1900s. He was like one of the most famous. He was like the Lady Gaga of his time. Which, you know, I don't know if he could dance like her
right.
or if he could sing like her.
Unlikely.
Right. And basically, William Gillette has a troupe of actors. He's writing a new version of Charles Dickens' classic, and he's celebrating this area, resetting it in this area. So that means that the characters that I get to play, the ghosts, in the order that which they appear, are J.P. Morgan, Benedict Arnold, P.T. Barnum, and Mark Twain.
Wow.
So that's the characters that I get to play
nice.
If you're celebrating this area.
Are you doing this every day of the week? Is this going? I know it's going through December 30th. Is this an everyday event?
We almost, except for it changes on Christmas Christmas week because people are off work,
mm-hmm.
so it kind of shifts around. I would definitely check the website for it, the Goodspeed website, but. On the whole, it's usually it's 8 shows a week,
mm-hmm.
and it usually starts Wednesday through Sunday, but there are, Christmas week is definitely different because people are ready for the Christmas spirit, so they're going to come at different times,
Does that get you a little more pumped up?
Does it get us pumped up because it's Christmas?
Yeah, as you get closer, is there a different,
yeah.
something
no,
different
No, I think it's a totally valid question. I would say that, as we're doing it, yeah, the closer we get to Christmas, the more people are excited for the Christmas story. So,
right.
We're talking about Christmas in the show.
Mm-hmm.
There is a weird, okay, I rarely ever use this word in conversation, but there is a verisimilitude.
Oh, I use that all the time. In fact, yeah, that's how I started the show today.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's, of course
right.
you have to. I think you get a prize somewhere in the world. They
yeah.
give you a prize and use that term. But there is something amazing about talking about Christmas on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There is a weird thing about it's kind of like doing, there's a show called 1776. If you do that show on the 4th of July, it's a weird feeling. It's a cool feeling.
Which,
you know?
Looking at your nice lengthy resume, you've done 1776.
I did, and I had that feeling, and it was right. Like, what is happening here? You know.
Yeah, you got some good stuff. You got some good stuff. Not to sidetrack, but I mean, Oklahoma. I mean, you're talking about some good things to your credit here.
Yeah. No, I've been privileged to work on some great stages all over the country, mm-hmm. and Goodspeed is no exception. It's a great. Great place. It's been around a long time. I mean, the story, also William Henry Goodspeed is in our show. Good. You know, we're trying to kind of like cull the local flavor, which is great.
Yeah, once again, it's the Terrace Theater in Chester. For those of you who don't know where that is, that's down near the shoreline.
Oh, yeah.
Heading towards Old Saybrook. It's through December 30th. So, yeah, almost mm-hmm. nightly. Check the website. And one last thing I have to ask you, Michael.
Yeah.
Die Hard, Christmas movie or not?
I have to say yes.
I do. Thank you. I was having an argument with my wife last night. Die Hard 2 was on. I forgot that Die Hard 2 was set in Christmas time as well. So I'm like, she wants me to watch Hallmark every night because they show nothing but Christmas movies every single day and night.
It's true. It's true.
So I said, honey, now this is a Christmas movie. She just shakes her head.
Listen, this is how you tell whether it's a Christmas movie. If you set Die Hard at another holiday like Easter, does it work? And I think the answer is no.
Run around with Easter Bunny. Nah, yeah, you're right.
No, I mean, it would be amazing to see the Easter Bunny shoot those guns, but I don't think that's really family fair. But no, I think Die Hard works against the backdrop of it being Christmas. That's why he wants to go back and see his family. That's why, you know, I mean, I think it's all there.
Very well put. It seems to be the debate of the season.
I know, it's funny. It's a great movie.
Good.
I mean, almost as good as A Connecticut Christmas Carol, but not quite.
Oh, I love how you got that in there.
I'm here for you. I'm
you
here
are,
for
my
you.
Friend.
And Goodspeed.
Michael Thomas Holmes, go see him, Connecticut Christmas Carol, Terrace Theater in Chester. Thanks for your time, Mike.
You got it.